You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello, everyone. This is the Fakeologist speaking. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, year of our Lord 2020. Today is election day in the world, it would seem, but really it's only the United States. But for some reason, the world is completely focused on the United States. I guess because the media capital of the world still today, the most powerful in the entire world, and therefore everyone wants to know how one of the weakest offices in the land, in the world rather, the presidency, how it ends up. And I say it's the weakest because they have a checks and balances system in the United States, unlike almost any other place. The president can't do anything without the Congress, can't do anything without the Supreme Court, the courts, the justice, judicial system. So really, the president has always been a weak pawn in the whole chess system, but because people always seem to only be able to focus on a single individual. They can't focus on the greater Congress or the greater judicial system. They just focus, for simplicity's sake, on one person, the president. And the president, again, is his main power is veto power. He doesn't make the legislation, for the most part. That's the Congress's job. But people really, I think, want a dictator. They want a king. And if they really want all those things, they should move to a country that has the British parliamentary system like we do in Canada, because what happens in Canada, when there's a majority government, which is more than half the time, then the prime minister and his office becomes the de facto dictatorship, where almost nothing can stop any laws they propose. And even though the prime minister is elected by his own party, the dukes and duchesses, lords and lordesses around him are all unelected. That's called the Prime Minister's Office, Privy Council. Those are the most powerful unelected people in Canada. And we all know that, and it's more obvious now with Justin Trudeau, that the leader is just a pretty face, a figurehead. Doesn't really have to be a natural born leader in any way. They just have to look good on television and sell the lies. So the dictatorship in British parliamentary systems is much more pronounced, but still, because of the media promoting the presidency, to simplify it for people, people think that person is the most powerful person in the whole world, which is a big fat lie. But people believe lies. They believe big lies. We know this. 9/11, JFK, the moon landing, Corona. The bigger the lie, the harder it is to argue against and back that up with the greatest propaganda machine in the history of the world, and you can sell people just about anything. All right, I'm going to go to the lobby now, and I'm going to bring on two people that wanted to talk tonight. I got 40 minutes or so on the drive home. Let me go fetch.
Listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. It is currently the 4th of November 2020 for me, but for most of us in the world, and for those of us that matter today because it is the American election, it is still the 3rd of November 2020. So, hi everyone, I am Benoit from Geneva, Switzerland, and I am with Cooler 1021 from the Netherlands and Fakeologist from Canada as usual. Hi everyone.
Bonsoir.
Yes. Hello, it's rather late in the night for us in Europe. It's already 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, then you should have the election results. You have the election yes. results because it's tomorrow.
I wish we had them.
Yeah. Well, I have to disappoint you guys. I'm not going to be here for too long. I really need my night's sleep soon.
Yeah. Yes, how do you say good evening in Dutch?
Goedenavond.
Goedenavond?
Well, if you would say good night or have a nice evening, you would actually say fijne avond. Like,
fijne avond?
Yes, like that. That was pretty good.
Okay, considering I don't know any of the letters that compose that word, that was just trying to copy you. A very good, fine hot folks.
Yeah, I will be here for a couple of more minutes, but then I will leave.
All right.
That's fine enough.
Well, the polls have not closed. They close at 8 o'clock Eastern. Well, I guess they close 8 o'clock wherever they are, in whatever state. But predictions tonight?
I think Trump will get it.
Me too.
Yeah, me three. I think that's what the media is. Well, the media is not telling us that, but if we just go by the video, if you believe the video of the rallies, it's pretty outstanding, the difference. I don't think the differences have ever been this great or less on the surface.
Yes, but I think that this is really, really biased because of COVID. I figure that the Trump supporters are probably more inclined to go into public gatherings than the Biden supporters, so that may be a factor.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
In the end, I was just discussing that with Benoit, but in the end, I don't think it really matters who wins the election, you know?
Yes, it will not change anything.
Well, it's delaying the destruction of the United States if he wins. If Biden wins, it's an expedited thing. And
you think so?
Oh, yeah. The coronavirus hoax, if it can keep going, and it doesn't show where I am, it doesn't show any signs of abating. In Europe, I don't think there's any evidence that it's going away, the PSYOP.
It's picking up speed, even.
Yes. We haven't really heard from the Netherlands. What is your assessment on the ground?
Well, they made their rules more strict recently. Like, it's not like a complete lockdown, but restaurants and all that, you can only take away, you cannot dine in anymore. Also, they are pushing now for the first time here, this wasn't the case before, they're now pushing mandatory face masks in any public spaces like supermarkets and that. But that's what they've changed now, so it's been worse again, like in the rest of Europe, yes. The only difference is there hasn't been an official total lockdown yet, but, I mean, what difference does that make, you know? It's still bad. The only difference now between this and a complete lockdown is probably that you cannot even take away any more from restaurants or something. It will be completely closed.
Yes, but you can buy clothes. Still, for example.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yes.
But who knows? Maybe in a while from now they will say, okay, this wasn't enough. We are going to close everything. We're going to total lockdown. So, time will tell us.
Well, the report from Mrs. Fakeologist is in all the major stores here that she was at. People are back to hoarding toilet paper and paper towels. She said every basket had paper towels and toilet paper in it again today, except hers.
Yes, yesterday, the only thing I needed really that I cannot buy anymore starting this morning was the product that I use on my hair. So I was in line to buy this, and when I was in the neighborhood, I saw an insane amount of people wiring money outside the country because it will be more difficult to do that too.
Oh.
I don't understand the logic behind this anyway, that people buy that stuff so much.
Yes. I don't either. I'm not sure. I don't know why. Toilet paper,
yes.
I think, is just symbolic, like the mask. I think it's just... Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yes,
go on. Are you in Canada or in the United States?
No, I'm in Toronto.
Okay, because a few days ago I saw, like, maybe you have picked it up, there was a so-called leaked information. It might be bullcrap, but it could be real, I don't know.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Yeah, there was this leaked, so-called leaked info that Justin Trudeau, that there would be like a Corona 21 next year, and he will do checkpoints with the army all over the place. Have you read about that?
Yeah, that was at least 7 days ago we discussed that. And I thought it was a psyop, but I'm not... Yeah, a lot of those... I don't know who... It could be so many people. It could be somebody who's just trying to really see if he can make an idea that he made up go viral. Pardon the pun. It may be someone from our PsyOps division putting it out. It might be what they call a trial balloon. Well, they'll float an idea and put it out there. They'll quote-unquote leak it out there to see what the reaction is. I don't think it's very easy to say who put it out. I don't think a committee member would put it out. That I don't believe.
Yeah, you're right. I thought it would be like
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But I think any one of us here could have written it, because we all are constantly projecting how long we think it's going to last. I think I even said a long time ago, Corona 21, Corona 22, the possibilities are infinite as to how many viruses they say can come out. We're told there's 300,000 in the animal kingdom viruses. None of these numbers make any sense, but we could have written it, because we're all projecting what's happening.
Yes,
from memory, I was not that far on my assessment of the situation back in March, April, because my opinion was that it was going to be stopped in the summer, so that did happen. So I was not really aware that it will be restarted in the winter, but I guess...
I have some hope that, you know, they cannot just stretch these measurements forever and ever. Like, that's kind of undoable. That's what I'm hoping for, you know.
I don't think that it is possible. The masks will stay. The masks,
exactly.
The plexiglass, everything. That will stay at the very least.
Do you think that will stay?
Yes.
For how long?
Forever.
I hope you're wrong. We could be right, but I have like maybe a slight hope. I could, just a hope, you know, that measurements cannot hold on for so long.
No, not all of them, but the masks will stay.
For how long?
Yeah.
Forever. People will, even if it's not mandatory, many people will continue to wear them at all times.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you on that point. There will be people that will implement it into their daily life, even if it's not mandatory. But I'm just hoping that the mandatory things will go away eventually, you know. And then if stupid people decide to wear it anyway, then that's up to them, you know.
Yeah. You mean like China, where... But there's a lot of Chinese cities are polluted. And I guess it's a good idea maybe to wear the mask if there's a lot of particulate in the air, maybe.
In China?
Yeah, they were wearing masks for a long time because of the pollution in the major cities. At least that's what
they're called. Yes, of course. Yeah, but I was just talking about, you know, the Western world here.
Yeah.
I just hope that they cannot stretch these face mask bullshit and all that too long. But in the darkest scenario, they will, you know, but...
Yes,
we will.
I think so.
Yeah, you could be right. I'm not saying that you are wrong, but I'm just hoping that they cannot, that it will not work at least. That.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
Do you think that the people that believe in viruses will ever look into the reality of what they are, or they'll never look into it ever in their whole lives?
No, there are type of people that they are just unsavable, I guess. There is just a type of people that you can never convince of something. Look, just yesterday I went on Twitter and I see this Dutch woman who went to her local bookstore, and there has been a controversial magazine now in Dutch bookstores all over the country that criticizes the corona policy of the government. And she bought up every single specimen of her local store of this magazine. She spent more than 100 euros on that. Then she tore them apart and made a picture of it and posted it on Twitter, like if she, like she did some heroic thing, you know. These kind of people, you cannot change them. They are just frustrated and completely on the side of the government. And I don't even have the illusion to change their minds.
Yes, it's a place for many, many of the people in the population. So that's why I think that the masks will stay, because the people don't bother. That's how it is. And even for the young, that's even worse, because at one point people will not even remember who it was before. So it's just a matter of time, I think.
Yeah, you could be right, but I'm not. I don't care. I'm not gonna do that.
I don't know what I will do or not, because in the end I still get to evaluate in that world. So who knows, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's just a very weird world we are living in.
Yes, but it's not the worst. I mean, there is still possibility to live a good life. Really, it could be worse, in all honesty.
Yeah, of course. But like, if we just ignore the face mask rules and all that, I think there's...
Hold on, one sec.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think that there are more people than we know that don't like to wear those things. So I think even now...
Hold on a sec. I got two things on the...
Oh, well, what the hell? Benoit, do you hear me, like, quickly? Because it seems like there is a delay or something. I'm not sure.
I can hear you, and I don't think that there is a delay, but...
Oh, no, there isn't. Yeah, no, okay, you responded real quick, yeah. There's no delay then, sorry. But what did I want to say? Yeah, I have to stay a bit positive. Like, even if they come up with those face mask shit forever and ever, I'm sure that if we just ignore... If a part of the population ignores it, you know, that's already a big thing. It might lead to failure of this mandatory bullcrap, really. I'm just talking out of hope, you know?
Yes, I really hope so too, but in all reality, the distant thing that will happen is that it will be made mandatory and it will never really stop. That's life. That doesn't mean that life is over, that... Everything is lost. That's just a parameter of life that changed. But if you travel outside of the town, don't think that no one will be there to bother you about masks or anything like that. If you hike in the mountains, of course in Netherlands you don't have any, but if you hike somewhere, you don't have much risk of seeing someone that will ask you to mask yourself.
I've only been driving through Switzerland once. I've never been there on a holiday, but I know it's so beautiful.
Yeah, so in that sense, we all live in countries that have some beautiful parts, and of course, it might be more difficult to travel outside of those countries, but that's how it is. That's how life is, and there is not much that we can do about that unless we reach a critical mass of people that are not believing that crap. But they are far from it.
I think we have to have hope for that, because all those crazy shit is also working in a way, at least, counterproductive against their agenda, really. I believe that truly.
I don't know. The level of compliance are really high. But maybe it will create further divide, and that was the goal all along.
But I think I see more people more than ever before that don't wear face masks now or are highly critical about the government. I think that group really became larger, seriously.
Yes. It's because it's been a few months in, and no one really know no one that died or that was seriously ill, and that might create a perspective in a larger number of the population. But like I said, the critical mass is really, really far from us right now. I figure that about 10%, even less, of the population are not compliant with the whole narrative, and even that 10%, about 10% of those are not believing that there is a virus at all.
Well, even if it's just 10%, then if that group, which we belong to that group, don't comply with their rules, it's already quite some people that that ignore the rules of mandatory face masks and all that.
Yes.
Yes. You have to establish communes.
I believe that there is more critical mass than, for example, 10 years ago or 5 years ago. I truly believe that group grew big time.
Yes. But it, I will say that it's, in that sense, it's comparable to 9/11. Because you might find a fair number of people of the population that will believe that 9/11 was an inside job or, at the very least, not what they were told. But to have people that believe that it is a complete hoax, it's totally different. The number is way, way, way more, less high, would say.
That you're right about that. But even that group has grown. Even though it's, I know what you're saying, it's a minority, yes. But it's larger than before, you know? So that's somewhat hopeful, at least, I would say.
Yes. In that sense, yes, it's higher. And we get to do with what we have, and what we have is a bigger number of the population that don't believe everything about that hoax, at least parts of it. So we have to work with that and try to establish link with those people without maybe pushing our narrative too much and try to work on what we are agreeing, that the masks are stupid and useless.
Yeah, you're right. If you meet someone that thinks 9/11 was an inside job, but they don't think it's a hoax, it's no use of attacking them for that because they will think you're an enemy then, so you're right about that, yes.
Yes, it's always best to try to approach person in a cool manner. And in the end, if they are not believing in the mass bullshit, that's a good, a very good step in the right direction. And you don't really need them to be useful for you, to even believe really what you are believing or whatever the case may be. You just need them to agree on the general direction and maybe at one point in the conversation work out the details.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
We have Purple Clay in the room.
Where?
In the exact room that we was in the room, yes.
Oh, she's gone. Okay.
So, Ab, are you going to follow the election live since it's your time zone, Morris?
Well, I'm not sure. It's a lot of work. I'm pretty sure I didn't follow it live last time. I just waited till the morning because they can thrash this out till 1 or 2 in the morning. And of course, the polls in California close at 11 p.m. Eastern, but California is always a foregone conclusion, so they don't have to count them. They only have to count, I suppose, a couple states in the Eastern time zone, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio. I think those are the key states. So if he wins the states that are always 50-50, then that means you can make a conclusion, I think.
Yes, at one point it will be certain who is winning, but that doesn't mean that it will not be one of the most contested elections after de facto. There is no way that the losing side is going down quite quietly. And I don't believe that there is any truth to the narrative. It's just that all the second act was written, if you want.
Well, yes. We were told that it would be disputed for the last year. We were told that he wouldn't go quietly one way or the other. That's what we're told. So we're already conditioned to that story, so that means we should accept it more as the narrative.
Yes. But we are all agreeing that Trump is going to win for some reason. It's funny. It will be good to have someone thinking that Biden would win, but I don't see how, and I don't really see why. When you have such a good character in the White House, why not push it further for 4 more years?
Well, the only problem I see is Biden is... Biden is really pushing the New World Order agenda really hard, though, at least in the last week. he was pretty much saying anything and everything that the New World Order masqueraders want to hear. No fracking, masks, national mandate for masks, just crazy stuff. But,
yeah, but
it was almost like he was desperate.
Don't you think that it will be more or less the same if Trump wins? The only difference is that he will act like he's against all of that. But I believe that under Trump there will also be masks and vaccines for sure. If Trump was really against all of that, he would block the vaccine outro, I would say.
Well, but then he wouldn't be elected at all. Because even people that support him probably believe in the virus. If he spoke out that the virus was fake, he would be out on his ear fast.
Yeah, he kind of did that once, sort of, but then it was like a misinterpretation, I think.
Yeah. I don't think you can have a truther in that position.
Yeah, of course, that was my point. So that's why I'm saying, like, does it really matter whether Biden or Trump wins? Their plans will be unrolled anyway, right?
It just slows them down. It slows the plans down if he wins, I think.
No, I don't think that it slowed it down. It's just that the plan was different from the beginning.
Yeah, I agree with Benoit, because why do you think that, like, it will be slowed down under Trump?
Well, because he's the one that is supposed to be against the New World Order globalist. He's mentioned that the virus is probably a hoax many times, but then on the next minute he says we'll bring the vaccine. So, yeah, I agree. He's
maybe then it
don't forget
the tactical thing instead
the majority of the. I think the majority of the people believe in a virus and they believe a vaccine is the only thing that can solve it. I think most people believe that. That's a huge problem for anyone that's running an office. Even if they know the truth because they're smarter, if the people want a vaccine, if they want a virus and they want a vaccine, then you got to give it to them.
Yeah, of course, obviously. They will do that for sure.
Yes, that's mandatory to remain in positive view of the people. You can go all the way against the narrative, even if secretly you are pushing it.
Yeah. So I don't think that if Trump wins, the plan will be slowed down per se. I would rather phrase it as the tactic will be to bring it more slowly.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Make a note. I have to turn that volume down. That's too loud, isn't it, Benoit?
Most of the time when we start recording, I lower the volume of the bot, so it never really bothers me.
Okay. Do you have to lower it every time or just once?
No, every time. That's a reflex I have.
But it doesn't save the setting when you lower it?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, it's too bad. Well, I'm going to lower it.
Well, I don't know. I don't have any type of live coverage at the moment, really, of what is happening. So there isn't much I can say for what is supposed to be going on right now in terms of number, but I was hoping for someone that is currently in the USA and following it to be with us. But Rollo mentioned that he will be on the live stream about 3 hours from now.
I just checked, and so far it's 3 for Joe Biden and 8 for Donald Trump.
What states are those?
You mean for Donald Trump?
Everyone of those.
Well, yeah.
Let me see. So far, Indiana is red, Kentucky is red, South Carolina is red, Virginia is red, and New Hampshire. And Joe Biden has Georgia, Florida, and Vermont. But I don't think these are final results yet for every
No, they can't. No. Well, the polls close at 8, officially.
Yeah.
They can't start counting me. Those might be bats. Who knows what they are.
Yeah, the counting is still going on, so it's not definitive.
No, I don't even think they start the counting till 8 o'clock.
Well, it does say, like, for the vote count, for example, if I look at Kentucky, it's now 220,776 for Trump and 162,000 for Biden.
Well, that's quite a magic number, the Trump number. I wonder if that's even a real number. That sounds pretty magic numbers there.
Yeah, if you go to google.com and you type in Trump Biden, then you can have the live updated results. You can see it live.
Yeah.
But for Benoit, you say that for our time, we will not even have the results by our morning, basically. So, yeah, it will take a while.
Yes, of course. There will be announcement. There will be some things. At least I think that before 8 o'clock here, something will be announced.
No, I think you gotta wait till 9 or 10.
I mean for us, which will mean 2 in the morning for you.
Well, I think the most outstanding thing for me with this campaign were the crowds. The crowds for Trump were huge, at least they looked that way. And the energy that guy had to fly around to so many states in the same day is crazy for someone his age. If I have
but
that much energy
really.
When I'm that... Well, I think so. Mike from the Big Virus Hoax saw him in Florida the other day.
Yeah, so he's moving around quite a lot. That might be a possibility. And he's clearly more energetic than the other guy. That is also certain.
The other guy is barely alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny in a way. To have I don't know if it's a word in English, but to have a Kakoshin president is something that is rather fun for me.
A what? President?
In France, it's something that means that the guy is totally out of himself by a dementia, and he doesn't really have any control of his bodily function or anything like that.
Yes. Well,
so
he's definitely...
To have a guy as degraded as him as the president. But to be honest, he's in good shape if you compare him to Jean-Paul II, if you remember him.
The Pope?
Yes, that one for the last 10 or 15 years, he was a corpse already.
Yeah, he was a Pope for a long time.
Yes, and in the end, he was in really bad shape.
Yes, yes.
So to have someone...
Don't forget he was shot, allegedly.
Yes, by someone that was linked to a allegedly Turkish right-wing organization. But that's another subject.
Yeah. That was probably before you were born. Him and Reagan were shot in the first year, in the same year, or within a year, I think.
Yes, 81. See, if that's the same year as Reagan, it is 81.
Yeah.
And I wasn't
Everyone
born,
was getting...
that's true.
Everyone was getting shot. I remember that. That was quite dramatic back in the day.
I don't know who got shot first, but I am sure that the second put the hoax up.
It was Reagan.
Yes, okay. So the Pope put the hoax up to be trendy, if you know what I mean. They said, oh, Reagan got shot. I can get shot too. No problem.
Yeah. I'll be back maybe later. I got to step out now.
Yes, right. Okay.
Okay, good night, guys. We'll maybe come back.
Okay.
Yeah, I did see, like, a funny Trump ad recently where he seriously made an ad saying that Biden is a zombie, you know?
But that's not completely false, to be honest. He might also be a zombie in the end. For all I know, he might be totally drugged out of his mind and don't really have any idea of what he's saying or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows at this point where, in what real mental state those guys are and how much freedom they have to say what they want to say.
Yeah, exactly.
They might be complete puppets with absolutely no right to not be in tune with the program or anything. It's like people believing that Trump is writing his own tweet. It's just insane.
Yeah, yes. Let me see. Biden, it seems like Biden won Virginia for sure, at least. But, you know, in a way, I'm also like, I don't know if it's why would we put energy into this thing, because it's so ridiculous, you know?
No, I always enjoy theater and movies.
Yeah. But, well,
that's the same thing.
Yes, exactly.
It's anyway. If we were watching, I don't know, The Sopranos, for example, and we are discussing who is going to be there next season.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, it's really getting late. I think I will have to go to Batman to do some stuff tomorrow.
I totally understand that you have to have a productive life at one point.
Yes, exactly. All right,
theater is not everything. So have a good night, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good night, too, and we will speak maybe tomorrow or something?
Yes, probably, or the aftermath of the election.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. All right,
yes.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.